My foster parents didn't just teach me to fish. They taught me that persistence and patience pay off. They didn't just teach me to bake the perfect birthday cake. They also taught me to measure and meet my own potential. They didn't just teach me to garden. They taught me to plant seeds and watch them grow. And they didn't just teach me to walk. They taught me to stand on my own 2 feet. Foster a child and change their future. Visit youthvillages.org/foster.
What if I told you that the way you think about birth could shape your entire experience? That shifting your mindset could be the difference between feeling anxious and feeling empowered. Well, today we're talking about the mama mindset, a simple but powerful approach to help you feel calm, confident, and empowered as you prepare for your birth. Welcome to the Birth with Power podcast, where knowledge is power and power transforms birth. I'm Dr. Nicole Calloway Rankins, mom of two and practicing board certified OBGYN with over 20 years of experience and nearly 2,000 births attended. I've seen firsthand how the hospital system can leave women feeling unheard and uncertain, but that doesn't have to be your story. Here, you'll get the knowledge, support, and strategies to take charge of your birth experience so you can walk into the hospital feeling calm, confident, and empowered. Note, this podcast is for educational purposes only, and it's not a substitute for medical advice. See the full disclaimer at drnicolerankins.com/disclaimer. Now let's get to it. Hey, real quick, before we get into this episode, my new and improved online birth course, The Birth with Power Pathway, is coming in May. If you want to feel calm, confident, and actually prepared for your hospital birth, this is for you. The best way to be the first to know when it drops, join my email list at drnicolerankins.com/email. Hello there. Welcome to another episode of the podcast. I am so glad that you are spending some of your time with me today. This is a Thursday episode of the podcast, and these Thursday episodes are bonus episodes that are only available to subscribers. They tend to be a little bit shorter, and I'll cover a topic or share a story or answer a listener's question. And in this episode, we are diving into the mama mindset. This is the first milestone in my new signature framework, the Birth with Power Pathway. If you want to feel calm, confident, and ready for birth, this episode is for you. So listen, mindset is where it all starts. Before you can prepare your body for birth, you have to prepare your mind. Because a calm mind will create a confident birth. Let me say that again. A calm mind creates a confident birth. And the mama mindset is how you create that calm mind. Now, mama stands for M, meditation, training your mind to stay grounded. A, affirmations, shaping your thoughts with intentional words. M, move your body, staying active during pregnancy to build strength, ease discomfort, and prepare for birth. And A, attitude of gratitude, staying focused on what's going right. By the end of this episode, you'll know exactly how to use the mama mindset to set yourself up for a birth experience that feels powerful, no matter how it unfolds. So let's get into it with M for meditation, which is training your mind for birth. Birth is unpredictable. The only predictable thing about birth is that it is unpredictable. And when things feel out of control, your mind may start racing. Like, oh my goodness, what if this happens? Oh, what if I can't handle it? Oh, what are they talking about with this? What's happening with that? Well, meditation is a powerful way to train your brain before labor so that when anything comes your way, whether it's contractions or a proposed intervention, your mind already knows how to stay steady. Now listen, you don't have to sit in silence for an hour a day. Even just 5 minutes of focused breathing or a guided meditation can retrain your brain to stay present. There are lots of apps out there like Headspace or Calm, but I'm going to share an easy technique with you that you can start using right now. It's called box breathing. What box breathing is you breathe in for a count, hold it for a count, breathe out for a count, and then hold that exhale for a count. So you're going to try it now with me. I'm going to talk you through it. All right. We're going to do a four count, and the count doesn't matter. It can be 3, 4, 6, whatever works for you. We're just going to do 4. All right. So you breathe in for a count of 1, 2, 3, 4. Hold 2, 3, 4. Breathe out 2, 3, 4. Hold 2, 3, 4. That's it. Super simple, very effective. You can do that a couple times a day. I personally like to use breathing as a way to help ground me in the morning and ground me at the end of the day. I just do 3 deep breaths in the morning before I start my day, put my hands on my heart and just take 3 deep breaths to center myself. I like to place my feet on the ground, make sure I'm feeling supported by the ground underneath me. So 3 deep breaths in the morning. And I also do 3 deep breaths in the evening before I go to bed to just help center me before I go to bed. And I usually say something that I'm grateful for at that time. And those are a couple techniques, things you can use to help with that, training your mind. Breath work is really powerful for that. Okay, next up is affirmations. Affirmations tap into the power of your words. Because listen, your mind believes what you tell it over and over again. So why not tell it words that make you feel strong, capable, prepared? Affirmations are more than just feel-good phrases. They actually rewire your brain. When you repeat positive statements regularly, your mind starts to absorb them as truth. And that truth shapes how you experience your pregnancy, your labor, and your birth. So if you're constantly telling yourself, you know, I'm scared of the pain, I'm scared of the pain, your brain is going to hold on to that fear. But when you shift your words to, I can do hard things, you start to see yourself as strong, resilient, and ready for the challenge. Finding something to wear during pregnancy shouldn't feel frustrating. And with Armoire, it's actually fun. Armoire is a clothing rental membership that gives you access to high quality, beautiful pieces that fit your changing body and your style. You take a quick 5-minute style quiz, pick what you love, and fresh styles show up at your door in as little as 2 days. I recently tried Armoire, and y'all, I loved the dress they sent. It was flowy, flattering, and it had pockets. I felt so good wearing it. You know that feeling when something just fits right? That's what Armoire delivers. And for you, Armoire is the answer to feeling cute and confident in maternity clothes without spending a fortune. No more clutter, no more wasting money on clothes that won't fit in a month. Just stylish, feel-good options on your terms. Right now, my listeners can give Armoire a try and get up to 50% off their first month. That's up to $125 off. Just visit armoire.style/Dr. Nicole. That's armoire.style, armoire.style/Dr. Nicole to get up to 50% off your first month and never worry about what to wear again. Try Armoire today. So instead of thinking, what if I can't handle this? You're going to reframe it to, I trust my body. I trust my baby. I trust birth. Now the key for affirmations is consistency. Affirmations work best when they become part of your regular daily routine. So I want you to write them down on a sticky note that you put on your mirror. You can save it in your phone as a reminder. You can journal it or put it in a pregnancy planner. And ideally, you don't want to just read them. You want to say them out loud. Your voice matters, and hearing yourself speak these powerful words make them even more effective. So try this right now. Take a deep breath. Repeat after me. I am strong. I am capable. I was made for this. So there will be free pregnancy power affirmations as well as my beautiful birth affirmations in my new Birth with Power Pathway online childbirth education class. There are audio tracks of me with and without music. Also, every month at the beginning of the month, I post affirmations on Instagram. So you can follow me on Instagram at Dr. Nicole Rankins to get those. Those are great to screenshot and make the background of your phone. Okay, next M is move your body. You're going to build your strength for birth. One of the best things you can do during pregnancy to prepare for birth is to move your body. And exercise during pregnancy isn't just about staying in shape. It actually helps reduce discomfort. It improves stamina for labor. It can even shorten the amount of time that you push. And those simple, consistent movements can make such a huge difference, whether that is walking or prenatal yoga, swimming, body weight exercises, all of those things help keep your body strong and flexible. Now, it ain't gotta be an intense routine. Even just 20 minutes a day, 30 minutes a day of movement a few times a week can be really, really helpful. Now, a great place to start with movement is just something simple, which are cat-cow stretches and pelvic tilts. These can help with easing back pain, they can help with your posture, and they can help keep your baby in a good position. Just head to YouTube, Google pelvic tilts in pregnancy or cat-cow stretches in pregnancy, and tons of videos will come up to show you how to do it. Now, of course, if you already have a workout routine, great. I want you to keep it going. Just listen to your body and make adjustments as needed, because you'll probably need to adjust the further along you get into your pregnancy. All right. And then the final letter, the A in the mama mindset, is attitude of gratitude. And that is about focusing on what's going right. When things don't go as planned in birth and pregnancy, really in life, it is really easy to zero in on what went wrong. Zero in on the unexpected twist, the moments you weren't expecting, the things you wish had happened differently. And listen, I totally get that. It's okay to feel those feelings. You need to process those feelings. That's normal. But here's the thing, when we focus only on what's hard, we miss out on what's going right. And that's where gratitude comes in. To be clear, I am not saying you should ignore your fears or pretend everything's perfect. That is not real life or realistic. But what gratitude does is it helps balance the fear so the fear doesn't take over. It shifts your focus from what you can't control to what you can control. That can make such a huge difference in how you feel about your birth experience. Now, even when pregnancy is tough, when life is tough, there's typically always something to appreciate, like the fact that your body is doing this incredible thing and growing a whole entire human being. You can appreciate your partner or a friend, someone who is supporting you. Maybe it's a small win, like you had a great prenatal visit, or maybe you just managed to get out of bed for that day. And the more you practice noticing what's going right, the easier it is for your brain to default to gratitude instead of fear when labor or life gets intense. So a simple way for you to do that is every night, I just want you to write down or say one thing that you're grateful for. Just every night, just one thing. I like to keep it simple, just one thing, okay? It could be big. I found a doctor I actually trust. That's a big thing. It could be small. Oh, the baby had hiccups today and that was super cute. Even on the hardest of days, there is something, your body, your baby, your resilience, that you can be grateful for. So tap into that. And I promise you that this little habit can completely change how you feel heading into your birth. So that's it for this episode. If you found it helpful, please do this for me. Share it with a friend, because every pregnant woman deserves to feel informed and empowered Also, subscribe to the podcast so you never missed an episode. And if you're loving the show, I'd really appreciate you leaving a quick review. It helps more moms to be find birth with power. And most importantly, it helps them step into their birth with confidence just like you. Also, remember to follow me on Instagram at Dr. Nicole Rankins. You can screenshot the monthly affirmations post that I post at the beginning of every month. There's also lots of great content there. And my DMs are open. I love to hear from you and what you think about the show. Now, do me one last favor and come on back next week. And remember to trust your power and take charge of your birth.
My foster parents didn't just teach me to fish. They taught me that persistence and patience pay off. They didn't just teach me to bake the perfect birthday cake. They also taught me to measure and meet my own potential. They didn't just teach me to garden. They taught me to plant seeds and watch them grow. And they didn't just teach me to walk. They taught me to stand on my own 2 feet. Foster a child and change their future. Visit youthvillages.org/foster.